All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, are you familiar with the 1990s masterpiece film Total Recall?
Of course I am.
Yes. Perfect film. No notes. Mm-hmm. I kind of fell down a rabbit hole with that. I was thinking about it, and I was like, I wonder if that place is still open. And I went and I found it, and here we are behind the offices of Recall.
Oh,
Recall.
No problems at all with
these brain butchers.
Yeah.
At Recall, we blabbed, Quaid. So here we are, and you know me and dumpsters. You know,
there's one thing you love about dumpsters. It's watching me go in there,
pulling them. Yeah, it just seems right. You're like an orange Oscar the Grouch, and it's just very pleasant. You know, like it's, I don't know what it is. I find it calming.
Do you think that was Oscar's problem? Because we know
that he was constantly doing randomizations.
Well, no, that he was green, because we know that for, you know, some creatures, if they start blue, if they turn green, then they die.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oscar the Grouch is definitely on the edge of death.
Oh, I mean, always. Time.
But you know how, like, back to you in a dumpster, you know how some people have sleep paralysis demons?
I am one of them. Yeah.
I have like a whatever the opposite, like a good version of that is. Okay. And it's you in a dumpster. Like if I'm going to sleep and I. You know, I'm feeling a little bit untethered. I see you sticking your head out of a dumpster, and it puts me right to, it's like Mr. Sandman reporting for duty.
You know, I don't say anything. I just kind of check.
Just watch.
You
know? I feel safer.
You know, just try to make eye contact just to make sure you're good. You know,
yeah. And then I wink and a little kiss on the cheek, and then we go back to sleep.
No kiss on the cheek. I just give you one of those little head tilt back, you know, nods. Like, I know what's up.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. I dreamed that part.
All happens.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I meant the kiss on the cheek.
Okay.
That might have been Liv. This is the dumpster where they put all the USB drive of all the memories that people don't want.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I figured you'd dive in, you'd grab a USB drive. They also, next door, this is one of those combination Recall wing stops.
Okay.
So there is a lot of chicken wing carcass and stuff in here. So it's USB drives and also the dumpster behind a chicken wing place.
I think that you're just always looking for the chicken wing place, and then you solve backwards from that.
It's convenient. I love chicken wings.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I hate Wingstop, but any wing in a storm, you know?
Yeah, like, true. Yeah,
they're big flavorless gross things, but like, I don't know. Lunch. Yeah. We can have lunch after this. So I figured you'd dive in.
Okay.
And grab a USB drive, and then we'd pop it into the game computer and see what it reads.
Well, I'm an old hand at this now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look at them go. Yeah.
Oh, it's just making me sleepy even thinking about it.
No, we're working at about a 60-40 here. Oh, 60 wings, 40 USB drive.
See, the problem 60 is wings for $40. it's a great deal.
Okay, I'm just gonna grab what I can and hope it isn't chicken bone. I'm going to toss it out to you.
Okay, is that is a USB drive. This is a Recall branded USB drive. Cool.
I'm just going to stay in here. It's comfy.
Great.
This is my world now.
This is where you belong. Let me put this into the game computer real quick. Summer memories are popping up.
Summer memories can go either way. Yeah.
That seems like it'd be good. Oh, no. It's a bad. It's a disastrous summer memory.
Oh, no. What happens?
Apparently somebody played Disaster Report 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Rough stuff.
Yeah.
You fucking like this. I'll get you. You don't walk faster than you walk like half a mile per hour in this game.
I know. I'm not saying it's good.
Your Shenmue appreciation will not stand on this show, sir. Get back in the dumpster.
Hey, you're jumping to conclusions, all right?
I am jumping to conclusions. Based on your okay. That's usually the most positive thing that can come out of that.
So, I mean, sometimes we just say like, oh, actually, this is good.
Yeah.
Like that, that occasionally will
I guess
come
that's
up.
True.
Yeah.
I maybe dislike this more than you did. It's fine. Let's do an episode about it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's talk about the show. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And welcome to Abject Suffering, the show where we stand in front of falling barns and narrowly escape being crushed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bio from Bo.
Yeah. Busting that, Keaton. This week, we're talking about Disaster Report 4, Summer Memories.
Yes.
Which is, we can talk about what it is. It's certainly a game. Just to give a little bit of a disclaimer here, this is still full price. Like it's a $60 game on Steam. We played the demo. But I don't feel like I was misled by the demo. I feel like I got if this was the foot that they decided to put forward.
It has to do different stuff than this.
Yes. Yeah.
Than the demo. And I watched some YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read the description and stuff. We're not at paying $60 for Abject Suffering.
No.
Can you imagine like Duck Feed's $120 on the whole on this piece of shit?
Yeah.
And then it's just staring at us in our Steam libraries for the rest of our lives.
This was demanded by Cody, who said, "This is a strange one to be sure, but maybe it'll spur a conversation about a time Gary was in an earthquake or Cole had to deal with a tornado. Who can say?
Who can say? I came from tornado country.
Yeah,
I've never been in an earthquake.
Yeah, and you're just waiting. You're waiting for that big one.
I know. That shit's scary.
Yeah, no.
Guess what I would do if there was an earthquake? Walk faster than this. this is the least urgent disaster.
You can run.
Thing I've ever seen in my life.
You hold the shoulder button to run.
Yeah. You kind of run. You do like a light jog. Her light jog is as fast as I run because I'm really out of shape.
Okay.
But she seems like she's really in shape. Like you walk very slowly and you run pretty slowly.
The footing's uneven. You're going to walk slower on a trail with a bunch of roots than you are going down some concrete, right?
There's a bunch of times where she's just on concrete.
Okay.
She just runs real slow. There's no sense of urgency to this. The main things I got from this, from like the demo and then also watching it and then reading it was, it's like a choose your own adventure.
Yep.
You walk around, you walk slowly to places and then you make decisions and that you take a gigantic dump to increase your cleanliness. you go into a toilet and then it's like, do your business. Yes. No. And you say yes. And then you sit down with all your clothes on. The screen fades out. You shit through your clothes and then you are now clean.
Yep. You got one of them non-matter pants.
Yeah, unseeable molecules.
So this is it's a long running series that's about like surviving in the aftermath of an earthquake with the with the aftershocks and whatnot. I've not played any of these, so I couldn't tell you how the series has evolved. My understanding from afar, and this is not necessarily dissuaded, that is like this is kind of, it's got survival horror appeal but without like zombies or action. Like the thing that is threatening you and like the resources that you're trying to manage are just like, how do I navigate in this unstable place while dealing with, here you've got the social stuff, but
it's real weird that it's a series.
Yes.
That we're on the fourth one to me, because like the idea of that once is a cool idea.
Yes.
You know, like a walking sim, but during a disaster,
mm-hmm.
You know, neat idea. There's some light platforming. Nothing works in the game. Like none of the stuff's real good. Like there's some like platforming and climbing and none of it's like good or fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine, but it's not like an interesting challenge. They don't do cool things with that, I don't think,
mm-hmm.
Personally.
This is all a waste. This is all a waste. Like the idea is super cool.
It's a tragedy. This game, I find. But there is a cool idea at the center of this. I don't know that there are four cool ideas.
Yeah.
Like imagining, the fourth, like an earthquake is not a recurring villain. like guess who's back? It's another quake.
It might be a Jaws situation where the one earthquake's mother decides to swear revenge.
That could be. Or it could be Earthquake the Wrestler.
Oh yeah.
There's a couple different edge cases I think it could work, but like, I don't know. It's a strange thing. It's a good idea that some weirdo got very obsessed with and just decided to dedicate their lives and run a studio into the ground making.
Yeah.
And then slowly got rescued by them forming another studio for this one.
Yeah, no, just it's amazing how many things map to the Driving Crooner.
Yeah, it's very Driving Crooner. Yeah. One of the greatest bits of poetry and truth in that season. this got originally came out and they were going to this kind of got September 11th.
Yes.
More or less, which is interesting.
Yeah, yeah, the 2011 earthquake and tsunami, the yes. Tohoku one, and that it spooked off. Like for 3 years, they didn't have a publisher for this, and then they found a new one. After enough time had passed. Yeah,
yeah, big no thanks. Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird thing. Again, I imagine it's almost like they were tempting fate with that. Like they were going to keep putting out these games until an earthquake made it tasteless.
Maybe
to do. They've lost it playing chicken.
It's not like terrible earthquakes didn't happen before. Like the overwhelming feeling that I got playing this, when I say that this is a waste, is earthquakes are actually terrifying. And it kind of put me, a little bit in the mind. So this takes place in a Japanese city, that's very alien to me. The notion of kind of just always walking around being low key afraid of an earthquake,
Yeah.
There's a genuinely at the start of this, there's a genuinely kind of unnerving scene because your character is riding a bus into this town for, you can pick why, and I don't know what that affects or not, but you're riding a bus in a town and then everybody's phone starts going off kind of out of sync with each other because everybody's getting the same alert.
Yeah.
And then just boom, you're in this moving bus and then suddenly it's upside down and you're crawling out of it. Like this is all stuff that is, that phone going off. The only time I've ever had that happen was in an Amber Alert situation when I was in a Best Buy, on Thanksgiving and it was just the entire way. Yeah. But this is kind of wasted on a video game because you don't have proprioception.
Oh, well, it's wasted on a I think it is wasted on a video game, and it's very specifically wasted on this video game.
Yeah.
There's a cool idea behind actually what would you do in this disaster, right? Like, that's something I've spent a bunch of time looking to. I have a disaster kit, in my garage because, I get scared of Megaquake. This whole coast is a middle finger to God, most parts of the United States are at this point. You're just choosing how to die from climate change.
Right.
I
got them big blue bricks of water. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just figuring out how we're going to die eventually, or maybe we'll luck out. It's 50-50.
Yeah.
So I've got all that stuff, and I thought a lot of what to do and read a lot of stuff about what to do everything. And you could gamify that in a really interesting way. This chooses not to.
Yeah.
The version of this that would be cool, I think, would be made by an indie dev, and it would have a much bigger emphasis on survival. Would not just need to take a shit every once in a while. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't worried about how I would take shits.
Oh yeah.
Earthquake. I'd be very worried. I don't, shit with the greatest of ease. I'd be stopped up in a way that hazardous to my health, and I have no idea where I'd go.
I've got such a shy bladder that I don't know, everybody else would be getting crushed by buildings. I would just fucking pop like a tick.
Yeah. If a building came down, I would just a toothpaste tube.
Yeah.
All that stuff, that's interesting, but there's no other real elements to it. And people are weirdly calm.
Yeah.
During this that you talk to, I don't know, the concerns are all off. The vibes are super off, and the sense of urgency and scariness is very off. I also like that bus scene.
Yeah.
And then after you get out of the bus and after things are no longer the quake, it just felt like a walking around talking to people, making choices simulator, as opposed to something more vital.
I really need that vitality in this. Would almost need to be like a management sim almost.
Yes.
Lean in on the choose your own adventure, right? But
make it basically like Dead of Winter, like the board game. Yeah, you know, like you are doing, you're managing kind of your resources, things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, do episodes, like you could still do this variety gameplay thing, like these action scenes where you're trying to get out of immediate danger, and then these mm-hmm. long-term planning scenes where you're managing your resources so you can wait for rescue. There's an interesting game in there. They had four chances and didn't make it.
Yeah,
like this is not very different from the previous games in the series. I watched a retrospective mm-hmm. on these, and the main difference is what meters you're managing, but it's always one.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one, it's like cleanliness basically, but then there's like a stress meter that can mm-hmm. happen sometimes. Like it's never, I'm not just like begging for meters, but
I mean,
but that is the interesting thing about this is survival, right?
Yeah, right, right. Damn,
it's also undercut by character creation in the beginning, where you can just like dress like a samurai or what have you, like ahistorical. And I'm not like against that on principle, but it'd be like doing a Western disaster movie and like I'm dressed up as a medieval knight for no real. It takes some of the stress out of it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Also, yeah. a lot of the choices that you're given are just like, oh, this teacher is asking for help. She's pretty. I'm going to demand money. Or just like, no, I'm gonna help her because, you know, and then you get like moral points, you know, plus eight moral points for going and, you know, finding her students. Right.
Yeah.
Like there you go. Like that's the trade off. I don't know, like what if money actually has any use. There are just so many ways that you can choose your stance. And it's like, be like not just a decent person, but just a human being. And the rest of them are different flavors of asshole, like
absolute asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you immediately become a reader. You know, 2 seconds after the earthquake, you like put on like a leather, you know, leather daddy outfit and like become one of the cons.
Yeah.
You know, of great. Yeah.
But it's not even like that big. You become an emotional raider, like, you know, like you just like in the park that my character was headed to, there's a like an older guy who's sitting there and just kind of despairing over the fact that his lunch has, you know, fallen. And the quake.
Put a pin on that real quick for the kind of stakes we're dealing with.
Yeah,
this fucking game.
his little lunchbox is upended, and you know, by talking to him, you can decide to listen. And he's, you know, just one of those things that actually happens where, you know, he was a salaryman. You know, just he was laid off. Mm-hmm. You know, because he was too old and the company was contracting, and he didn't want to lose face with his family. So he, for a month, has been going to the park and spending the entire day there just so he doesn't have to, you know, admit that he has, you know, gotten into this situation. Right. Yeah. And then your reaction can just be like, I've got no patience for this old man. Get out of your self-pity. Like, I don't know. And then you don't even say it. You just kind of think it. And then you get up and then walk away.
You leave. It's like there's a perspective there. But the perspective isn't like, I have no patience for this old man. It sucks that you're doing that. It's Jesus fucking Christ. There was a huge earthquake.
Yeah.
Get to a shelter. Why isn't that the answer for every single thing you can do?
Yeah.
Like just that choice 5 times. Holy fuck. Holy shit. Jesus Christ. Like it's just varying. Like there are more important things than your lunch and the fact that you've been embarrassed to your family for a month.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's purgatorial in a way that a disaster game cannot be.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want the Fensler Films G.I. Joe edit with Backdraft, where like the fire starts going off. The kids get the fuck out of here, kids. What are you doing? Like, go. Get out of here. I want that.
Oh god, that's a good one.
Oh, they're all
really good. It's just knowing the pork chop sandwiches became the takeaway in that one. Mm-hmm. Because obviously the best line is, you know, sometimes you wake up and you're on fire.
Get the fuck out of here. It's so good.
Oh man. This is a waste, because I don't know, it's scary to think about being caught in this situation, but like
you're scary. Right,
it's too placid, and yeah, you're just kind of walking around triggering cutscenes.
Yeah, it's a bummer to do this kind of thing as a non-interactive or a barely interactive experience.
Yeah.
You know, this one, you know, the other previous games are apparently more survival horror-esque. Like they're not, you're still not doing more management stuff, but there are more like raiders to avoid. And in case you were wondering, like in this game, you, you do get sex assaulted. Later.
Oh, fun.
According to the Wikipedia. But this is the one that takes a turn towards being more of an adventure game, Shenmue-like.
Yeah. I mean, they also admit, like, we're not really interested in making a game about earthquake survival. Because it
Go
becomes
to hell.
About,
because, like, that cube.
Yeah. Like, because it becomes about sex trafficking.
Well, I get that part, but you didn't have to make it about sex trafficking.
Yeah,
like we're not really interested in making a game about earthquake survival. Who is this? Did you get cursed by a goblin?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
why do you have to make this? However, upon arrival, it is revealed that the evacuation plan is actually a ruse by Snake, a human trafficking syndicate.
Yeah, which is taking advantage of the disaster, and some of the people you've been working with have been,
part of Snake.
Yeah,
yeah. There are instant raiders in this scenario. Not just yourself, a humble emotional raider.
Oh, you know.
I am terrified of Megaquake big time.
Yeah. I'd be too.
Yeah. It's very scary.
Yeah.
As a thing. I'm not built for like survival outside of civilization. Yeah, I got Bear Grylls.
Yeah, when if air conditioning goes out and the outside temperature is greater than 80 degrees, good night.
Yeah,
it's been a fun ride, everybody. Yeah, later.
It's like, yeah, it's time to go.
It's coitons for me.
Yeah. I'm so worried about the cats in that scenario, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously they're going to be scared and I want to get them into carriers.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, when it comes time to feed them or for them to use the litter box or whatever, how do I stop them from bolting?
Right.
You know, like they are indoor cats and I am an indoor cat.
Mm-hmm.
Like we are not meant to be ejected from our stuff. Yeah. Like it's going to be, you know, and I'm the fact that it hasn't happened to me. I understand that there are people who have lived through this and everything.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not saying like I'm very lucky that it hasn't happened.
I don't wish it on them and I do not hope for it for myself.
Yes.
Like it sucks. Yeah, that's why I'm anxious about it is because it's terrible.
Yeah. I understand that there are, you know, real people who have dealt with this. I really hope that I die first from other causes, you know. What if Megaquake happened after I died? Like it would still be, I don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
But I would sure like not to experience it.
You know, if you can help it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm voting.
You know? Just if I can have it. I think we let him go.
Yeah. Tomorrow Biden gets up there and he's like, well, I want to make sure you don't get mega quaked. Okay. I'd probably be like, all right, yeah, that's a good
enough reason. I'll knock some doors. Okay.
I don't want to get mega quaked. All right, you know, that's change I can believe in.
Yeah,
that's material aid.
There we go. Yeah,
that's gonna fight the earthquake.
That's all it took, you fucking fossil.
you decrepit mummy. Like,
the only earthquake I've ever experienced, there was the epicenter was I think hundreds of miles away. This is back in 2011. There was like a minor quake in like Tennessee of all places. And maybe it was Kentucky, I don't know, south of Ohio. I was living in my parents' basement at the time. I'm like, it might have been like as we started the show or something like that. Mm. And I was sitting there and I had a floor lamp next to the computer desk. And I saw the shadows got weird. And I was like, I didn't feel anything, but I saw that the lamp, you know, on, you know, literally a basement concrete floor had carpet, but basement concrete floor, most solid thing you can get. Was like swaying mildly. So I got on Twitter and posted like, hey, was there like an earthquake or something? And then somebody I used to work with sent me an email and said like, hey, your tweet was like featured in this story about how far the effects of this earthquake were felt. So that's how I learned.
Did you mention the show? Every time you go on Twitter to ask about a disaster, you should say buy patreon.com/duckfeedtv in case you get featured on the news.
I'll change my profile pic.
Yeah, just to make sure.
Yeah. But that's the closest I've ever been to an earthquake. And even that was pretty, you know, it's either an earthquake or there's a T-Rex coming when you start seeing the shadows get weird and your, yes, and your glass of water start to jostle.
It's a, yeah, I, as far as I know, I've never been, even though I, they, there are those minor ones like that. Apparently, like, you just sleep through them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's that sounds nice, actually. Like, yeah, a, like a little, like a little rocking, you know, oh, while yeah, you're sleeping. Yeah.
Yeah. Just the earth patting you on the back.
Earthquake baby.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, rockabye babies. All of the babies of the earth. Humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Any close calls with tornadoes?
Oh, tons. No. I grew up in Tornado Alley. It sounded like a freight train. you know, a lot of time in basement and like tornadoes touching down like a town over. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. Plenty of that. Yeah. Never actually hit my town, you know, never lost a house to it. But yeah. It sucked. I still follow the like Illinois Severe Weather mm-hmm. Facebook page that's run by Gilbert Savensi, the meteorologist for the university I used to work with, who is an awesome, like it like Bernard from Maniac Mansion, if you're a human.
Okay.
one of my all-time favorite like big laughs I got in a room where nobody was laughing when I was a police dispatcher.
Okay.
And we were doing weather spotter training and he's like, supercell structures, some people hate them, I love them. And I just like was cackling and, you know, in this room full of, you know, cops.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, sorry. This sorry. Is very funny. Nope. I think most people have no opinion on him, my man. Like, supercell structures. No, some people hate them. I love it. You know, it's just really good.
Sure like, thing.
Yeah, sure thing, Gilbert.
Yeah.
And his name is Gilbert. It's really perfect.
Oh, no, just yeah, no, that's a there's no other way it could be.
It was a toss up between like Gilbert and like Engelbert. And his parents chose the one that's slightly less likely to turn him into what he was.
like, although they were really trying to stop it, they could have tried harder.
Yeah, his name could have been like Maxim or something. Yeah. Like, there's no meteorologist.
No,
if he's born like as Maxim, he'd be like supercell structures. Mm-hmm. Some people hate him. Me, I love them.
I love
and we
shits.
All would have been wrapped with attention.
Oh yeah,
like we're like, oh shit, why does he love supercell structures?
Oh yeah, Maxim,
tell me more.
You lean in when Maxim starts talking about supercell yeah. structures.
Like it's like, oh, he's in his element, it's time to watch the master do his craft.
Not a dry seat in the house.
Yeah, the like, but I follow that page and it's just real like scary and fun to have that. Uh-huh. You know, that memory of like, oh, this here's a gigantic tornado. Yeah. A friend of mine, one of those friends who was at the wedding, I don't know if you met them, Scott, went on vacation and went storm chasing.
Oh,
had like always wanted to do it. Went on sabbatical from work and went storm chasing.
Huh. Like down in like Oklahoma, Kansas, like that, or
yeah, somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but something like that.
I mean,
that.
If I was hunting, that's probably where I'd post up.
It is where they breed. It is where their kind nests. Tornadoes. It didn't end up being successful, but it was like this big dream to like go chase around a tornado.
No,
and that's an impulse I do not have.
No, you know? good on him. as long as I don't have to do it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I got no judgment. It's just like an interesting thing to have be your like, I've always wanted to do this.
Yeah. Like, Did he take around like a big container of those like little cube sensor things from Twister that they push they push off the back of the bed off the back of the truck bed?
Got no clue.
I
knew it was a guided experience, but I haven't talked to him since then. I just know they did it.
I mean, they probably have like, at least maybe not working ones, but fake ones. So they're cubes or spheres. It's a point of contention.
Ask Scott RE cubes.
There we go. Yeah. Mark that priority urgent.
Yeah. urgent RE cubes. In terms of like disaster tourism stuff, I much prefer, even though it's like morbid and there's discourse around it, I much prefer after a disaster than during.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or before. I guess most tourism is before.
I mean,
like tourism is pre-disaster tourism.
I mean, also post, because like, I don't know, yes. you went to New Orleans after, you know, it's that true. Was like, yeah, like 10 years after Katrina. Yeah.
So all tourism is pre-post or, you know, disaster tourism. Storm chasing is current disaster tourism. And that's the part that's weird.
Yes, you know? to choose to kind of follow the playhead on that seems.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, people have different tolerances for danger. Also, I was never like a weather kid. You know, I didn't have the Lisa Simpson, you know, So Your Pressure is Dropping book.
Yes. You know? Yeah. The like, book me a flight for the nearest place an earthquake is currently happening.
Like, yeah, but you know, you had different kinds of kids. Yeah, dinosaur kids. You had train kids,
space kids.
Yeah, space kids. Obs. Yeah,
space kids. Yeah, yeah. The not a weather kid.
Nope.
Like weather. Mm-hmm. Like, it's cool. Some people hate it. I love it, but it's not none of my business. it happens and I got nothing.
Yeah,
you
know, no,
it's, you keep going, you shine on, you crazy diamond.
you know what, whether you do you.
Yep. Good morning, starshine. You know, like, yeah, none of my business.
Oh god.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't like this game. This game has a reputation for being you know, because it's an unusual premise.
Yeah,
so it's got a cult following.
You get people who go to bat for it. It's just,
I want them to expect better. I want them to look at the potential of this idea and say, like, somebody should do a better version of this.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, it's just a swing and a miss. Yep. You know? Yeah. Give me fucking this war of mine, but make it like this quake of mine.
Dude, right? that would be great. Yep. Like, you could literally just reskin.
Oh yeah,
this war of mine, you know, and make it this quake of mine.
Yeah,
you know, that'd be great.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you for sponsoring this.
Thank you, Cody.
Thank you, Cody. We appreciate you. What can people do if they like the show?
If they like the show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and back us at $5. You get at $5 per month, you get 2 extra episodes per month, and at $25, you can demand a game like Cody did.
Yeah. You can also get the joy of supporting us so we can keep doing this.
Yeah.
You know?
And we appreciate everybody who has done so. Yeah.
Yeah. You can also leave us ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict. That would be phenomenal. And you can join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Gwen.
Yeah. Hmm. Thank you, Gwen. I think that's about it.
Think so.
Yeah, what should they do until next time?
Well, until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, where we're 30 or 40 years old, don't know what guppy energy is, and we are too afraid to ask.
We don't need this shit.
it's a perfect reaction meme.
It is really good. I'm 30 or 40 years old, I need this. It's very good.